Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs to celebrate the 100th birthday of UT El Paso. Today's guest is from the Department of Electrical Engineering, Dr. Benjamin Flores. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Keith. Glad to be here.
Tell us, what do you do over there for original research?
I am engaged in a series of projects. All of them had to do with radar signal processing. I think I will talk mostly about one project that is close and near to my heart, which deals with automotive radar.
Automotive radar.
That's right. It's a project that is funded by Mercedes-Benz, and they're looking at next-generation radar systems that will be used in automobiles.
And so the implication is to be able to drive themselves.
The idea is for them to be autonomous. Yes, you're moving in the right direction. The whole gist of this is to use wideband technology, which is very agile, with the intent of putting them in vehicles. And these vehicles will then make decisions for you or help you in making those decisions. And the use of radar technology is very practical. Currently, you may have heard of the Google car.
Yes.
Well, that uses LiDAR technology. The problem with LiDAR technology is that it's very, very expensive. You know, you have a radar that is scanning in three dimensions, trying to find targets, identifying them for you, classifying them, and making decisions.
All in microseconds.
All in microseconds, so that you can make a decision in a tenth of a second or so. The technology is expensive. Each one of those modules is about $75,000.
$75,000.
So clearly that's not something that you're going to put on top of your car any
day now. Not even for a Mercedes-Benz driver.
Not even for Mercedes-Benz. So they're looking at perhaps coming up with a system that may cost about $1,000 or so. So that if you want the choice of having the radar in your vehicle, you can certainly do that. Otherwise, you don't have to buy it. But you know, they're thinking beyond that. Their idea is to create a system for an autonomous automobile.
What do you do over there? I mean, do they give you equipment and you have a little motor car all set up with this in the laboratory, or a big motor car to come to work?
Well, actually, we go over there to do some of the research. I have a doctoral student right now, and she's an intern there.
She's in Stuttgart?
Working. No, actually, this is in Palo Alto, California.
Oh.
And the idea is to help the Californians first. You know, traffic is very difficult over there.
I'm a great fan of the Formula One, and Mercedes just won the championship. But do I anticipate that in maybe 10 years, there'll just be cars racing each other and no drivers?
No, I don't think so. I think that what they're actually thinking is perhaps having a robo-taxi. So if you go to Disneyland, there'll be a robo-taxi waiting for you at the airport and taking you over to Disneyland.
I mean, half the fun of having a car, especially a Mercedes, especially a two-seater, especially a red two-seater, is you could have a lot of fun. But if the driving is taken away from you, it'll be like a radio program without people. And that would be terrible. You're listening to 100 at 100. Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Our guest today was Ben Flores from the Department of Electrical Engineering, and my name is Keith Pannell.